The 14th of November 2020 is World Diabetes Day. It really shines a light on the condition and looks at support. It talks about prevention, it talks about treatments, and that's probably more important than ever with the pandemic, with changes to healthcare and so on. Now, joining me, we have Douglas Twinifer from Diabetes UK.
Thank you for having us.
Tell me then, first of all, a little bit about the work of Diabetes UK. Is it quite varied?
Yes, indeed. Diabetes UK is the UK's leading diabetes charity. And we are leading the fight against diabetes, which is currently the UK's biggest growing health crisis. At Diabetes UK, our vision is a world where diabetes can do no harm. And so we really want to, first of all, prevent type 2 diabetes in people who do not have the condition. But then for those who have diabetes, any form of diabetes at all, we campaign for them. We also support them with information, advice, and critical support that they need to be able to manage their condition properly. But crucially, we are also funding groundbreaking research that will eventually lead us to a cure for diabetes.
Is there a particular message you're trying to get out in 2020?
Sometimes we choose to create awareness about the condition. Sometimes we ask people with diabetes to also share their experiences with us. But this year, because it's been tough on everybody, so for this year, what we are doing is to show the big difference that we can all make when we come together. We are asking our supporters and everyone connected with diabetes to paint their nails blue. And by so doing, we will be able to, first of all, raise awareness of diabetes and its effects on people who have the condition, but also use that as an opportunity to raise some funds to be able to support the work that Diabetes UK is leading.
The pandemic this year has obviously caused a lot of interruptions to charities and to the health sector, probably in general as well. Has that been an issue that you've had to look at? I'm thinking, especially for people with diabetes, those regular health checks are vital.
First of all, we know that even, unfortunately, people who are dying from the pandemic, a lot of them are people who have diabetes, to the extent that at some point, a third of the people who were dying in England from the virus were people who had diabetes. So disproportionately, people with diabetes have been affected. But also, in terms of the health system, a lot of the services that are usually delivered to people with diabetes have been disrupted. About half of people who have diabetes had their consultations and appointments cancelled. And of these people, about 3 in 5 of them were not given the opportunity to reschedule the appointment. So the pandemic has significantly affected people with diabetes. But what we are doing at the moment is to provide some of the support that people would have had in the health system through our helpline, where people can dial in and speak to trained counsellors to be able to help them, support them in managing their condition.
We will get that number off you very shortly, Douglas. In terms of the effect on people themselves, are members of the BAME community more susceptible to diabetes?
So we know that people from South Asian backgrounds, people from Black African background and Black Caribbean backgrounds are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Crucially, their risk of developing this condition also increases at an earlier age compared to people from white European backgrounds. So yes, there are disproportionate effects of risk in developing this condition. But also when people have developed the condition, we find that people from BAME communities tend to develop some specific complications more so than other communities. So what we are doing is to use our community champions program, where we have people from these communities who have volunteered to raise awareness of diabetes, but also organize some talks and presentations to be able to support their communities to understand their specific risks of developing diabetes, but also how they can manage their condition better.
Just finally, Douglas, if people would like to learn more about the work of Diabetes UK, or perhaps we would like to call the helpline for some advice and support, how do they do that?
The best would be to go to our website, which is diabetes.org.uk, but also you can call our helpline on 0345-123-2399. You can also email them at helpline@diabetes.org.uk.
Douglas Twenifer, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.